Meeting is now being recorded.
Hi everyone, Renata, can you hear me?
Hi Renata, yes, we can hear you. Welcome.
Great, thanks. Sorry about the slight delay, everyone. So, have we started recording already? Marilyn started the meeting already?
Sorry, Renata, I didn't catch that.
We can start the recording of the meeting already?
No, we haven't, but we can start now. Thank you very much, Renata. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCEC ExCom call on Monday, 16th of July, 2018. On the call today, we have Bruna Santos, Elsa Sade, Michael Karanikolas, Renata Aquino Ribeiro, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, Renata.
Thank you, Mariam. Hi, everyone. I think we should do this the following way. I know some of you are very pressed for time. So we didn't really get to contact our NCSG reps to be here, and we have a members call today at 2 p.m. I'll try and contact them to see if we can talk to them, but perhaps we should formulate some questions so we can also follow up on this. We should shuffle off these items on the agenda so we can get your perspectives on them all. So to be more like a freer discussion, even though we have the points there that we would like to speak on. So I'm here for any questions, and should we go on roll call? Who would like to start? Michael, I see you're pressed for time. Hello, Michael. Do you have any comments on the items of the agenda before...
It's fine. I've got to go in less than 10 minutes, so I will I'm eagerly listening, but however you want to organize it is fine with me.
Okay. Do you have any questions for the NCG representative?
I think that give me a minute to sort of organize my thoughts for a second. Sorry.
All right. Anyone else would like? Bruna, I see your hand up.
Hi everyone. Good morning. It's here in Brazil. This is Bruna Santos. So the idea. Let me just see if I can like sort of direct it. Like the idea for our conversation with all of our representatives would be to more in the sense of, so, hey guys, we're almost at the end of our term, and we wanted to know how, first of all, if you wanted to be like re-nominated to the slot if possible, and on the second point, how could we improve communications between NCCC and the leadership team and the work you're doing at this NCSG committee. So I'll say that this is mostly like I don't know if we necessarily need to formulate questions, but maybe like this is just a starting point conversation with all of them, just to know how ever since your nomination, how was your work done? Did you meet any sort of inputs from the leadership team in any point? Did you think you should have, like, better communicated with the constituency at all? And just to check, like, this whole, like, process. This can also be done with ourselves as well. So, I mean, just a starting point. This is a suggestion.
Thank you, Bruna. Michael comment here on the chat that he agrees with the approach of open communication. So we can't really, we have to leave to the next EC to analyze their reappointments. But we can talk to them about supporting and transitioning to the next rep, preparing that, so that would be good. As I've said, we didn't really have the opportunity to reach out to them and to confirm their attendance in these meetings. So I move that we do another members call on the beginning of August, and by then we can also discuss upcoming election timelines and reports from these representatives, and also the final decision on the CNCC to our members. I don't think the members call today will have a lot of attendance. We have a members call at 2 p.m., but I don't think we will have a lot of attendance because we didn't really do a lot of outreach for that. We should probably have pushed it a little bit forward to the next week or so. So I will organize another call for the beginning of August, and then we can discuss more. Louise is here.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay. Sorry for the Louise here. Sorry, there's a big music in the background. I'm currently in a cafe, so sorry for that. But I just wanted first to check in which point of the, of the agenda are we? And second, just to like really concur with what Bruna said, I think, and despite like the fact that we're about to end our terms in next couple of months, I do think it's very healthy to kind of create the habit that I think we should have been doing this since the beginning, but we're all like discovering as we go, so I think that's a really positive thing as well, is to actually have feedback from members on what might be improved. And what I think that gave us kind of like this, at least for me, this kind of like aha moment was definitely talking to Henriette during the Panama meet. Sorry, the music is so loud that I cannot concentrate that well. But talking to Henriette during the Panama meeting was really crucial to kind of like liaising and talking to not only NOMCOM, but talking to the NCSG and having kind of like this more constant dialogue between the leadership within the non-commercials as a whole. I just like to really support that. Thanks.
Thanks, Louise. Thank you for joining us for being here. Yes, of course, you are welcome to attend, and we are glad for your advice. You are an expert at your EC. We are commenting on the agenda items for club. As we have said, we would like to talk to our NCSG representative, but we did not have time to reach out and confirm their attendance for this meeting or for our members call. We will probably have another members call in the beginning of August, and then we'll try and get reports from them. And yes, Louise, you are right. It would be good to just create the practice of periodical reports. But then I know Tato isn't here. Actually, we didn't really contact any of them and confirm their attendance. So I find it's a slim chance that they see the data and the reminders and show up. So we'll reorganize this for the beginning of August. I think he did, but I didn't know if he saw the information about the call. But anyway, we will get the information of the 2 p.m. members call for them as well. And, this idea that Bruna, Michael, and Louise suggested of starting a conversation, keeping up the practices of report. Elsa and Ines, do you have any comments on the agenda points? So we're shuffling off and doing them on a pre-poll sort of. So if you have any questions that you think you can give our representative, for Zane, would be great if you could cover, give us some updates. No, we did not have time to contact the representative to confirm their attendance, but as I said, we will do it for the 2 p.m. and for the beginning of August. So it's really just creating the practice of establishing communication. So great, we'll hear from you. And I see Elsa's hand up. So Elsa, do you want to comment?
Yeah, thanks. Hey everyone. Elsa Sadler for the record. And I'm just wondering, if it would be worthwhile to try and get in touch with Pato and Rafiq, and maybe someone from the EC and CSG to help on the call, because I feel it is extremely important that we have that exchange before our NCAC members call. If not, it's okay. I think it's great that we have friends with us. Generally, in terms of the agenda, I don't have any comments so far. And I'll be waiting for going point by point, I guess, when we do. So I just thought I'd jump in and say maybe we could just get them online right now if possible, because I feel like it would be extremely important by the time of the NCC members call. Thanks.
Thank you, Elsa. We'll contact them and try to put them online. But as I said, we also would be great to hear from Fazai and Donna. I see your hand up, Ines. We are commenting on agenda items free flow as we are really preparing ourselves for next meeting, 2 p.m. members meeting, and in the beginning of August, we're going to have another members meeting. If you wish to send in your views on how can you prepare meetings, do let us know. Thanks, Michael, for attending. I see hands up. So for Zana, you had wished to speak before, but I guess I'll go by order here. Bruna?
Hello, this is Bruna again, for the record. We just answering some questions in the chat. I don't think we did send any invitations to our representatives, but I would say it's a good thing for us to be discussing this right now because, A, we can see that every single one of us agrees on the idea of having, like, this periodic conversation with the representatives, and also we can sort of, like, determine, like, from time to time, like, when are we meeting with these representatives? I would say, like, every beginning of semester would be a good idea, or, I don't know, every 4 months. So just so we can have, like, some proper, like, rules and periodicity to the whole thing. And I'm happy that we're discussing this.
Thanks. Farzane, would you like to discuss updates on FCPC and EC, things that our reps are discussing there now, and any other things that should be on the NCC EC radar? Thank you.
Hi, yes, Sharon, as a fireman speaking. I'm sorry, I don't know normally when I talk through this microphone, it's normally not good audio. So tell me in chat if you can hear me well. And okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to go through the finance committee, policy committee, executive committee, and I better say this was a very good idea to have to discuss with your representative what they are doing. This was an idea that I never came up with when I was NCUC chair, and I think it is very important to have that relationship and keep them, you know, keep them like your representative. But of course, their independence have to be preserved, but there is no reason why they should not report back to NCUC on what they are doing. So for the finance committee, as you saw yesterday, TAPA sent a document on operating, a draft document on operating procedures, which I do not fully agree with. And unfortunately, he's not here, so I don't want to. So there were some arguments over a couple of points that the FC had disagreement about, and one of the most important is the finance committee remit and what should it be doing and what are its obligations. And of course, I don't think that a finance committee should be involved with any of the constituencies' funding and accounts and things that constituencies, like, you know, have their own funds. But then there are like disagreements. But if you ask any of the veterans, if you ask people that have been involved with the drafting the charter, they all will tell you that the finance committee is there to do fundraising. That's it. And of course, we can look over the accounts and see what is up, what's going on regarding expenditure. But then also, if you see that, this is specifically very important for NCUC because it should be in charge of its own funds. And no one else should provide oversight other than, you know, executive committee or whatever the bylaws has said in NCUC charter. I am the NCUC chair. I'm supposed to be neutral on the finance committee. However, as an NCUC member, I thought I should tell you this. Please burn that record and transcript. I'm joking. So the other thing is that for the finance committee, the operating procedures were rushed, in my opinion. If you see the finance committee mailing list, I have been extensively objecting to how the work was being done, but unfortunately, it was not getting anywhere, and HATA decided to send the operating procedure on the mailing list, which is not a big deal. We can still comment on it, and we have 3 weeks. The finance committee also should do, you know, it will approve expenditure, but really the obligation of it is that it approves expenditure, but it does not tell you what you should spend it on. What it approves is, hey, do I have money in this bank account because I'm the treasurer? And if it's within the budget, that's it. That's what the finance committee should be doing. This is my impression. that's a very interesting question, Renata. We have an engine here because it's an engineering school. So at the top of the hour, it's tradition to have the engine's whistle blow. So, you know, for the finance committee, I think also like, I think Joan and Renata are observers on the mailing list, so they can tell you a little bit more, Renata can tell you more search time. For the NTSG policy committee, I don't want to report on your policy committee members. There are not many activities on the mailing list from us, but I can't believe I'm saying this. But I'm sure they will catch up. Farrell has been responsive, and Claudio, I think, is very busy with his PhD, and he will come back up. But the policy committee is going smoothly. We have the fellows. We have the fellows' comments. We have the that we need to do. I've done like 2-3 public comments on the long-term review, short-term review, and you know, they're not very important. They're very administrative, but it's very important that we actually tell people that tell ICANN that yes, of course there is staff fatigue and there is volunteer fatigue. But when it comes to review, it comes to our accountability. It should not be delayed, but the other measures should be taken into account in order to save money, save time, stuff like that. I hope that was clear. And then we have another public comment on the CCW jurisdiction, which I'm the pen holder for. As Renata mentioned, there is a 300-page report by the new GTLD subpro procedure, and I suggested on the mailing list that some of the people who are on SDUC and, you know, they say that they're active in WT5, you know, like Brenda, like Bruna and Ines, they start, like, you know, putting the outline in place and telling us what we should pay attention to and flag issues, because it's like a 350 pages, but of course, because the deadline is on September, we have a lot of things to do. So I suggest that we start. And I think Bruna is a pen holder. So, you and Elsa are the pen holders, I think we really need you to work together and kind of like, you know, start doing the outlining about it. Oh, we're the only ones to volunteer. Well, I see Ines here, and she's in WT5, so that's another volunteer. Ines, you're volunteered now. And so I'm sure that Stephanie and Kathy will come to the rescue, and I don't know if Robin can actually do anything because she's like one of the co-chairs, but you're not alone, but just come up with the outline and then tell us what to do and we will do it. If you don't know how to come up with the outline, let me know. I will tell you how to come up with the outline. So for the, am I talking too much? Okay, so
just Renata here, just quickly jumping in. So yeah, you talked about the comments on jurisdiction, so you're great on point, but I want you also to cover, please remember the EC, what's on the radar of the EC and CSG?
So for the also I should tell you that there was this call for EPDP NCSG representatives to EPDP. So go ahead and disseminate the call among your members. Ask them to apply. We need GDPR experts and who is privacy experts. So. Okay, so yes, we're NCSGEC, and I know I've been bothering you with my emails about CBTRN, but we are in absolute crisis at the moment with this system. Basically, some of the problems that came out on the members mailing list on the membership database was that a lot of the comments that we made on these members' application on these applications disappeared in January. So basically, they were like disappearing. It was the beginning of me being the chair of NCSG, and I didn't know how to handle it. So we contacted Martin, and he fixed it, but the problem keeps coming back. So there is a design issue, and I know that on the mailing list, Renata and I had a bit of a quarrel about it, but I want you to know that I want to be as transparent and accountable as possible about it. And I'm not just saying this for the sake of it. It's also because we're not the brought up on the mailing list, and I feel responsible for fixing this issue and telling you through your NCSGEC members why some members got rejected. And I think this is important. Not the members, why some of the applicants got rejected. You need to know this. And Renata has been telling me this since, you know, ages, but I really didn't have the time to look into it, and we got a little bit off track, and unfortunately we could not resolve the situation amicably. I hope we can do that, and I will work on it, and I promise that it will be done, and we will make it a better process. We will come up with an approval of applicants process that is transparent, and you know, it gives you the enough information, because I believe that this is how it should be done. I have tried all the time since January to have a system that actually saves our comments, which hasn't been done in the past. So I am trying to make progress, and I appreciate if you can be a little bit patient. But also I have sent you an email. CBTRM improvements need money. And NCUC has a budget of $9,000 for 4 members management, which some of it goes to its own website and stuff like that, and some of it can be spent on this CBTRM so that we can make improvements. And so this time that we make improvements, hopefully it will be like a stable system. We will not lose support. We will not be dealing with people that don't understand our mission, and so I sent an email to you to approve if you could allocate some of that budget to this improvement to CBTRM. I have also NCSG will also pay like the whole budget that it has for this year, whatever is remaining from the after the host. It's around 8,300, I think. It will contribute the whole thing towards CBTRN to make it better. I need a speedy decision on this. Thank you. And also, what else? On NCSGEC, we are adopting operating procedures, operating procedures on travel allocation, and another one on, what else, removal of members, which we adopted, I think I gave them today until 12 UTC, 11, 13, 49 or 59 UTC tonight. So that those will be adopted. So hopefully we will have like a more structured structured way of doing things instead of doing things ad hoc. Just tell me whenever I'm talking too much or if you have any questions. The other thing that we are doing at NSTSGEC is that we are coming up with another procedure, which I am going to start. I have not started the document, as I said, about the members' approval process. That should be documented as well. And, we got an additional budget request for three ICANN meetings, including Barcelona, to send leaders from underrepresented or underserved regions to these meetings. Now, the traveler has to be from the region. Now, you might ask, how are you going to find an underserved or developing countries or underrepresented in Europe, country in Europe? We are asking ICANN to tell us, and then they are going to come up they are going to give us a list of the countries, we are going to put that in the announcement, and we are going to tell the members who are from those countries to apply. So I suggest that you disseminate this information when you send it, and reach out to the members that are from those countries and encourage them to apply, and then NCSGEC about it. And I will go on mute unless you want to have any questions.
Thanks for joining us here. Ines, would you like to do your comments now or go on?
Yes, thank you very much, Renata. Can you hear me all? Hello, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you, because I have some issues with my laptop. So thank you very much, Farzana. Actually, Farzana asked me a thing that I wanted to ask about. I was wondering, because I'm looking at the NCC doodle, and I see do we have a set date for our members' call, Mariam?
The members' call is today at 6 o'clock. So that's 1700 UTC.
Okay, because many of NCC Africa members, actually, I think they haven't received the invite or something. They were asking me to confirm that. Okay, so this is all set. So how can we, did we send invites to the FC, PC, ECN, CSG? Sorry, because if I'm asking something that was asked for, I am apologizing because my line is cutting.
Mariam, I just quickly jump in here. Yes, Ines. So invites were sent for them to be in our members' call today, but we're also planning on having another members' call in the beginning of August. So we are preparing to have this periodical conversation with NCSG and what is on discussion and what do we want to ask. There's going to still many points, but of course you can bring in your views and questions as well. So, Ines, if you have any other comments, please tell us, or we'll just move on to the questions here on the chat to Farzana.
Thank you.
So we need to jump in any time, okay, or raise your hand. Elsa, yeah, go on.
Thank you, Renata. Elsa, for the record. I just wanted to ask Salvani about the transition, since unfortunately Salvani will not be running for chair. And since there are all those operating procedures being developed, and given that Barcelona is coming soon and the end of the term is coming soon, and this could also be some advice for us as an NCEC with an upcoming election as well, with so many of us not running again for the NCEC. So what are you envisioning for the transition and the handover for Zone, and how is it going to be affecting the operating procedure developments that are happening right now on so different fronts? If you don't mind answering, because this could help us too as an NCEC, if it makes sense. Thanks.
Claudio is here. Sorry, I'm going to back this thing. Claudio, I actually said a couple of things about your call. But, yeah, but do not read the transcript. Really, don't. Elsa, basically, when the transition happened, so basically, there is no transition, and NCEC is going to just be demolished after our leave. No, I'm joking. What we are going to do is that I'm going to just continue working on these operating procedures and everything, and after the election, when we know who the new NCEC chair is, I'm going to work with them towards these operating procedures. Also, I'm going to show them what we are doing and get them engaged with everything, so that they are engaged from the beginning. And then after the AGM, so they're probably going to chair all the NCSU meetings in Barcelona, because I cannot make it to Barcelona. So you are going to have the chair kind of chairing everything in AGM, and that I will probably I will be monitoring the calls and meetings in Barcelona, but I will not the chair, your so you will have a chair elect, and she or he will be chairing the meetings, and after that the throne will be there. And I plan that I do everything, I get everything adopted, all the operating procedures which I have promised, I want to get them adopted by October, before AGM. And I am sure that I can do that. But it just needs a little bit of my vacation time to be spent on this, and then we can come up with the operating procedure, get the members review it, get the EC review it, and you know, and then approve and adopt it. But for your elections, my suggestion is that because Renata is not going to run, also like you can take my approach that the next NCEC chair would be like shadowing the current chair in all the work, and then they'd be like kind of like switched on what is going on. And also we have a transition document, if you remember, we worked on it last year, which might be of use. But I know that you were not quite happy with the amount of information that was transferred to you. So if you think that we can improve on this by providing more information, let us know. But let us know what sort of information do you want so that we can just complete it.
Thank Thank you, Sharti. Elsa, I hope your question is addressed. I do have another question for Sharti and you. So the ABR for underserved regions, if there's ability to transfer it for Asia Pacific underserved regions for the COVID meeting, and as Bruna has commented, has asked on the chat, maybe leadership forum underserved areas living in the region for people doing PhDs and stuff in Europe. That is also interesting to know. Farsh, do you have any answers for that? And Elsa, if you support that.
Sorry, Renata, I totally got distracted. If you could repeat.
Unmuted now, Renata. The ABR for underserved regions, can it possibly be transferred to COBE meeting, to Asia Pacific? And also, could it possibly be you? Could it possibly be considered like students in Europe who are from underserved regions? Thank you.
It seems that ICANN doesn't know itself, and it's finding out. So, so when they came up with this decision, they did not expect that they will face it. So let's go to a decision and see what they say. But I believe that I think it's a good idea to have someone who is from an underserved region but is based in Europe. But then I do believe that we have underrepresented countries from Europe. You know, Moldova I'm getting emergency pings. So, so, you know, there are some, and when you say that underserved or underrepresented, it really means that they are not involved with our work. And I would like to suggest that to them, but then I don't know how Europe would feel about this, especially people from Europe, like Romania, Poland, and also like some of the Central Europe, they are actually comparatively more underrepresented. However, I will not just discard your suggestion. I will definitely send a note to ICANN and tell them that this was an idea that if they don't know what they are doing or which countries in Europe, then how about some people that actually live in Europe but are from underserved region?
Okay, thanks for going. I understand that we should wait then for further guidance from ICANN. And on, I think, an important point to address, we have just 10 minutes or so in our meeting. So I will just cover the points we haven't addressed before. The panel of the seniors on the NCCC list, if you have any questions. The NAMCOM update, we also... don't have them. We had a previous conversation to the NAMCOM meeting, and the ongoing work of the NAMCOM. We have actually to send the call today for NAMCOM reappointment, and I believe Andriette wants to serve another term. So we already have the prospective candidates and any other candidates that may come up. The PCNCC discussion, we have seen that the majority of the EC agreed on the procedures for this until the elections, so that's a way to move forward. I appreciate if you can start work on that, if possibly with help from our PC and CSG representatives as well, and strategic planning for our 2019. Persona gave us some interesting hints on how to move forward as a transition document and shadowing Barcelona and so on. For the membership database system, I will give the floor soon as I see your head up. But pardon me, I really want to say that I am not in favor of giving the budget to WAPIC right now, because it's I think that we should get more quotations, and I think we should see if the companies that are going to provide services to NCC will fill in at least, for instance, the diversity recommendations, who are these companies, where they come from, and so on. We shouldn't focus on U.S.-centric services. And I don't think that the problem with CivicRM are going to finish once we hire WAPIC. In fact, I think they can only amplify if the company doesn't do a good work and we have no references. But of course, I do understand time is pressing, and CSG needs to find a solution to its membership database. So I would offer a compromise, which is putting the situation on list, asking for help from our members if they have references on companies that work with the CRM, at least. But that is just me, my personal opinion. Of course, the whole NCCC will discuss this and we'll get back to you. So, swiftly, as you asked. So, Elsa, I'll give you the floor.
Thanks, Renata. I think the point that I wanted to make fast, but it's with regard to NCCPC. And I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page in terms of the plan, because I don't remember a final cut in terms of like what we're going to do. But I remember that we initially said that we will be setting the guidelines first, and then consulting membership regarding the guidelines, and then check if it's actually, if we can start with it actually from then on, in terms of implementation. So just making sure that we're on the same page on this. Is everyone on the same page on this? Thanks.
Thank you, Elsa. Yes, we can review the thread on NCCC list, but for now on, we'll be setting the guidelines or basic procedures for how the CCNCC would work, should it be put in place by the next leadership team. I think we're all on the same page for that, but then again, the whole EC needs to chime in on a collective document for that. And, of course, it would be good to have our representative. I think it was spoken 1 week or 2 weeks. I would be comfortable if we present the comments on the beginning of August on our next members call, and we already have some substantive discussion to do on our next members call on a document.
Thank you, Renata. So just so the membership management is a collective thing that we do for NCSG and CUC and AMOC. And the budget you receive part of it should be allocated to that. Now if you are not convinced with the choice, and if you want to counter diversity, I'm sorry, but we are receiving hundreds of warning and errors on CDCRM on a daily basis, and that's because we don't have someone to maintain it for us at the moment. So I do believe that, and as I told you, I will send NTUC how I chose this company. I went to CVCRM desk, and because I am based in the U.S., and if something happens, I can actually, because beforehand, at the company that we had was in Germany. It was really difficult to work with that company, because, this person was in Germany, and he was like half of the time was on holiday, and it was just, really difficult and not responsive. So, I thought if I get someone in the U.S. and also I can get their rating and reviews and I understand that better. And you know, when you're in the same country, they feel more accountable. So that's why I chose the ones that were in the U.S. and also I chose them based on their service, their reviews, and how fast they responded to my request. And this company that I have picked has been very, very switched on, very flexible, very, you know, understanding of CDCR. But that is your decision, easy decision. I have to say that if I have to, if I don't get an answer from you this week, I will have to start with this company. And just have like a monthly subscription without fixing some of the critical things until we find some money from somewhere. Maybe some God will help us to fix the other things. But let's see. Thank you.
Thanks, Farzana. Yes, the decision is with the EC and. Then it's good to know we have this week to discuss it. We have just 2 minutes on our call, so anyone else would like to chime in or bring any points to the discussion, please do so now. Otherwise, we'll move forward as we discuss with these action items. And continue the discussions on NCCEC list, and on our members call today at 2 p.m. We all have, deadlines for policy and governance work to attend to, so we need to be careful to, not miss, any of them and, be prepared to report then on our next members call on the beginning of August. Farzana, thanks for joining us. Yeah, I guess this is what we have for now, briefing. And thank you, Claudia, for being here with us as well. And being prepared for next week. Bruna, it's your hand.
Everyone, this is Bruna again for the record. Just a quick question, a request actually. For you all to take a look at the action items and check if everything is okay. I tried to like to resume the discussions as much as I could while I was following the call. So if you could all take a look before we share this with our list, it would be great. Thanks, Renata.
Thank you, Bruna. Thanks, everyone. So I guess we can adjourn this meeting. Continue the discussion on NTC Seedless. Marion, would you please share the discussion notes and adjourn the meeting for us? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for attending the meeting. It's now adjourned. Thank you. Goodbye.